All right, she did it again. University of Miami women's tennis coach Paige Yaroshuk-Tews joins us. Went up to Gainesville, defeated the Gators in their backyard, goes to the Sweet 16 for the 15th time in her career as the head coach. Paige, congratulations. Hello, Paige. All right, let's try. We got Paige now, right? Trevor, you hear?
Can you hear me, Joe?
Ah, now I hear you. There we go. Can you hear me?
Yeah, great. I could hear you perfect. Thanks for having me.
All right, there we go. We started the show with a tin can and a string. Congratulations. You did it again. You went up to Florida. How'd you take down the Gators?
I mean, you know, we just had an incredible match. The girls showed a lot of grit. You can't take down, you know, Florida unless you're just tougher than them. That's what it comes down to. And, you know, they stepped up to the plate and did what they needed to do. And, you know, we came away with a slight victory, but a victory at that.
What were some of the key matches that took you to the finish line, that took you to the winner's circle?
You know, we went down 1-0 early, and we've really been relying on some, you know, in certain positions during the year. And those kids just came through once again. You know, we won at number one. Alexa Knoll's been having an incredible season for us. You know, she's going to be the eighth seed going into the NCAA tournament. And then, you know, the bottom of our lineup at 4, 5, and 6 was just super tough. And, you know, we just played great tennis, very resilient, and not an easy thing to do to go into Florida and to take them down on their turf.
Well, I was going to say now, you of anybody understand the great rivalry between Miami and Florida in any sport. So it had to be a little extra sweet, no pun intended, to reach the Sweet 16 by beating Florida in their backyard.
No, I mean, there's really nothing that's more fun than beating Florida, right? Especially at Florida. I'm not going to lie. It's a pretty incredible feat, you know, and it's, like I said, it's tough to do, but just very tough, very resilient, and yeah, super fun. You know, for all the kids on the team, it's the first time that they did it. You know, for myself, it was the second time. For my assistant coach, it was his first time up there doing it. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Is that something that you discussed with your team before you played Florida in that, okay, this is not only an NCAA tournament, we got two things going on here, or is that something that you try not to bring into play?
You know, we didn't get too much into the rivalry. I think that, you know, they're smart enough to understand the rivalry, but, you know, I did definitely talk to them a little bit about, this is just kind of why we play, right? This is kind of like why we do what we do and why we have our early mornings and our late evenings. And, you know, it's about the NCAA tournament. It's obviously you want to have consistency throughout the year, but, you know, the year's your learning tool, the year's where, you know, you have struggles and you learn from them, or you have a loss and you learn, or you have a win and you learn. But the NCAA tournament, you know, everybody always says, like, hey, just go out there and play. You have nothing to lose. And, yeah, that's not really the way we approach it. You know, I tell them, like, look, we've got a season to lose. And we've got careers that could potentially end. So we're playing for a lot here. And I think they understood that. You know, I told them, like, this is why I coach. This is why I get up in the morning. It's not to beat, you know, Vatek in Blacksburg. It's to beat Florida at Florida.
Is it fair to say, and Don and I had this conversation, is it fair to say that you coach your team hard?
You know, it's kind of our thing, right? I mean, it's not necessarily, yeah. I don't know if it's hard as much as just, you know, we try to instill toughness in them because that's what you need in moments like Sunday. You know, you can't go in with a soft mentality or a soft program and expect to win in tough moments. And, you know, there's times to be soft with the kids and be understanding with the kids. And then there's times to really have them understand what toughness is and what it means. And it all comes together. You know, you're on the bus driving home and you're talking to the kids about, like, look, this is why we coach you the way we coach you, so that you could go out in moments like this and really step up and really show what you're made of. It's for no other reason other than that they learn as much about themselves as they can, and then they put it into play in a big moment.
It's funny because you use the term your kids, and like every coach talks about their players as their kids. However, I always find that you find the right balance with your kids because you treat them like adults. You have expectations. You treat them with standards, right? High standards.
I try to. And I try to have them understand what those standards are and what they, you know, what they represent as far as a Miami Hurricane is concerned. And you know, they're playing for themselves. They're playing for their program. They're playing, you know, for their school. They're playing for so many young ladies that have come before them and done the exact same thing and, you know, are texting me on the bus ride home, you know, kids from 10 years ago, kids from 15 years ago. And, you know, they're playing for so much more than just themselves. And so I think it's important that the standards are high and, you know, that they understand that, you know, this is, we know we have a recipe for success, right? We know what it takes and we try to do it, you know, we try to do it every single day.
From a technical standpoint, I guess a coaching standpoint, not the intangibles, but a technical standpoint from in tennis, what is it that you like about this team? What are the things that your players bring to the dance with them that you know you can count on, especially going to the Sweet 16 match against Michigan?
You know, I mean, at this point, right, everybody knows how to strike a tennis ball, right? Everybody knows how to strike a tennis ball, and everybody knows how to hit a winner, and everybody understands the importance of, you know, not beating themselves and the importance of unforced errors and so on and so forth. But, you know, at this, when you get to this level and in these moments, it comes down to just how you're going to deal with adversity. You know, how you're going to deal with, you're going to have adversity, you know, so how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to deal with the highs and the lows? I always tell the kids, like, don't let the highs get too high or the lows get too low. You know, you got to stay even. And it's not always easy to do when you're heading into a big match or it's time to close a match. So I think the mental toughness of where we are is what really kind of is allowing us to stand out right now, you know, more than anything. The tennis is solid. The tennis is good. The tennis, honestly, it's not like exceptional, but I think the resiliency and the mental toughness is kind of what's taken us to where we are.
You go into this Sweet 16 match, you go on the road, you're going to go to Michigan. There are a few storylines there, but first, at the top of it would be what do you have to do to win this match, to be successful against Michigan? What's their challenge? What do they bring to the table?
I mean, Michigan's a very explosive team. You know, Michigan's going to come after us. They're used to playing, you know, indoor tennis, fast tennis. They don't want to play the long point. They want to try to serve in 1-2 ball game. Like they want to get on top of you fast. And so for us, we're going to have to adapt to that. We're going to have to, you know, understand that the style that they're going to bring is maybe a little bit different than we've seen throughout the year. But you know, we have seen opponents and teams that play a similar style, not exactly the same, but Michigan, you know, Michigan's having, I think, their best season that they've ever had, right? They're having the most success that they've ever had coming into this NCAA tournament as a number 3 seed. They're incredible players. They're same thing, you know, very gritty, very resilient. And they're explosive, you know, they're big hitters. And we're going to have to know how to neutralize. You know, sometimes when you play teams like this, you have to understand how to get to your strength, right? Sometimes you have to get to your strength by neutralizing first. And Michigan's a team that's going to force us to do that, but that's fine. You know, we'll adapt, and we talked about it a lot today in practice, and I think the girls are very excited.
And coached by a former Hurricane.
And coached by a former Hurricane, yes.
Was one of your players? Right?
No, not one of my players. No.
Okay. Before
not
you.
That
okay.
Old. Yeah. A little bit before.
Coached by a former Hurricane. All right. Very good. Well, you've been there since 2001. I mean, there's a chance that you're going to come across a former player coaching somewhere. So.
No, for sure. And I have. But no, Ronnie's not one of them.
All right. All right. Very good. Well, congrats on another Sweet 16 and win this one and go on to the Elite Eight and the Final Four and all that stuff. We'll be rooting for you.
For sure. Let's do it. Okay. Thank you, Joe.
All right, Paige. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. That's Paige Yaroshuk Tews joining us. One of the great coaches at the University of Miami. One of the all-time great coaches at the University of Miami. One of the best in women's tennis. No question about that.